Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss Franz Fanon. Now Franz Fanon was born in 1925 and he died in 1961 and he was born in Fort de France. Fort de France is the capital of Martinique and Martinique is just an island in the Caribbean if you look on the map, and it is controlled by France. And by profession, Franz Fanon was a psychoanalyst as well as a social philosopher. Now, a little bit about the life of Franz Fanon. Now, after attending schools in Martinique, Fanon served in the Free French Army during the Second World War and afterwards attended school in France, completing his studies in medicine and psychiatry at the University of Lyon, which is in France. And from 1953 to 56, he served as the head of psychiatry department in a hospital in Algeria, which was then part of France. And while treating Algerian and French soldiers, Fanon began to observe the effects of colonial violence on the human psyche. And there are two important works by Franz Fanon, which are very famous. First is Black Skin, White Masks. Okay, Black Skin, White Masks. This came out in 1952. The next important work is called The Wretched of the Earth. Okay, The Wretched of the Earth. This work came out in 1961. And the preface to this book has been written by Jean-Paul Sartre. Okay, Jean-Paul Sartre. Now, first of all, this work, Black Skin, White Masks. This is a multidisciplinary analysis of the effect of colonialism on racial consciousness. Here what Franz Fanon does is he integrates theories in the field of psychoanalysis, phenomenology, existentialism and also negritude theory. And using all of this, Fanon articulated an expansive view of the psychosocial repercussions of colonialism on the colonized people. And Fanon perceived colonialism as a form of domination whose necessary goal for success was the reordering of the world of indigenous or native peoples. And he saw violence as the defining characteristic of colonialism. And Fanon argued that if violence was a tool of social control, it may also be a cathartic reaction, okay, a cathartic reaction to the oppression of colonialism and a necessary tool of political engagement. This is what Fanon argued. And Fanon was naturally critical of the institutions of colonialism, but he also was an early critic of the post-colonial governments. Means the governments which came after colonialism in any country was ended. And why was he critical? Because the governments which came to power after the end of colonialism, or let's say after a country gained independence, even they became corrupt. Even they started to practice ethnic division, ethnic cleansing, racism. So Fanon was also critical of those governments by natives after their country had attained independence. Then one more work which was written by Fanon is called Toward the African Revolution, Political Essays. Okay, Toward the African Revolution, Political Essays. And this work was published posthumously in 1964. So remember one thing, that Franz Fanon is from the area of psychoanalysis, let's say psychoanalyst and psychiatry, but he used his theories to analyze the effects of colonial rule, both on the colonized people as well as the colonizers. And even in post-colonial studies, the contribution of Franz Fanon is very valuable. And this work, Black Skin, White Masks, deals with the psychology of racism and the dehumanization generated by colonialism. And the book's central themes of alienation and dislocation reflect its author's experience as a French-educated Martinique and Algerian nationalist. And in this work, Fanon argues that the psychological and cultural effects of colonialism on black individuals engender a complex of inferiority. And those people who are colonized, in their subsequent desire to be white, or let's say like the white European masters, the black subject or the black person, or let's say the colonized person, adopts a white mask. So a kind of metaphor, a kind of figurative language. And what is this white mask? This is a kind of schizophrenic identity from which, according to Fanon, black people must be liberated. After that, the other work, The Wretched of the Earth. In this, Fanon provides a psychoanalysis of the dehumanizing effects of colonization upon the individual and the nation. And he discusses the broader social, cultural and political implications of establishing a social movement for the decolonization of a person as well as a people. In other words, a person as well as a community.